CHAPTER THE FIRST OF THE MANCHESTER MAN BY MRS. G. LINNAEUS BANKS This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Flood. When Pliny lost his life and Herculaneum was buried, Manchester was born. Whilst lava and ashes blotted from sight and memory fair and luxurious Roman cities close to the capital, the Roman soldiery of Titus, under their general Agricola, laid the foundations of a distant city which now competes with the great cities of the world, where now rise forests of tall chimneys, and the hum of whirling spindles, spread the dense woods of Arden, and from the clearing in their midst rose the Roman castrum of Mamutium, which has left its name of Castlefield as a memorial to us. But where their summer camp is said to have been pitched, on the airy rock at the confluence of the rivers Irk and Irwell, sacred church and peaceful college have stood for centuries, and only antiquaries can point to Roman possession, or even to the baronial hall which the Saxon lord perched there for security. And only an antiquary, or a very old inhabitant, can recall Manchester as it was at the close of the last century, and shutting his eyes upon railway arch, station, and esplanade, upon palatine buildings, broad roadways, and river embankments, can see the Irk and the Irwell as they were when the cathedral was the collegiate church, with a diminutive brick wall three parts round its ancient graveyard. Then the irregular fronted rows of quaint old houses, which still, under the name of Half Street, crowd upon two sides of the churchyard, with only an intervening strip of a flagged wall between, closed it up on a third side, and shut the river, lying low beneath, from the view, with a huddled mass of still older dwellings, some of which were thrust out of sight, and were only to be reached by flights of breakneck steps of rock or stone, and like their hoary fellows creeping down the narrow roadway of Hunt's Bank, overhung the Irwell, and threatened to topple into it some day. The Chetham Hospital or College still looks solidly down on the Irk at the angle of the streams. The old grammar school has been suffered to do the same, and, thanks to the honest workmen who built for our ancestors, the long lines of houses known as Long Millgate are for the most part standing, and on the riverside have resisted the frequent floods of centuries. In 1799, that line was almost unbroken, from the College, where it commenced at Hunt's Bank Bridge, to Red Bank. The short alley by the town mill, called Millbrow, which led down to the wooden mill bridge, was little more of a gap than those narrow entries or passages which pierced the walls, like slits here and there, and offered dark and perilous passage to courts and alleys, trending in steep incline to the very bed of the Irk. The houses themselves had been good originally, and were thus cramped together for defence in perilous times, when experience taught that a narrow gorge was easier held against warlike odds than an open roadway. Ducie Bridge had then no existence, but Tanner's Bridge, no doubt a strong wooden structure like that at Millbrow, accessible from the street only by one of those narrow steep passages, stood within a few yards of its site, and had a place on old maps as far back as 1650. Its name is expressive, and goes to prove that the tannery on the rocky banks of the Irk, behind the houses of Long Millgate, then opposite to the end of Miller's Lane, was a tannery at least a century and a half before old Simon Clegg worked amongst the tan-pits, and called William Clough master. To this sinuous and picturesque line of houses, the streams with their rocky and precipitous banks will have served in olden times as a natural defensive moat. Indeed, it is noticeable that old Manchester kept pretty much within the angle of its rivers, and in 1799, from one end of Millgate to the other, the dwellers by the waterside looked across the stream on green and undulating uplands, intersected by luxuriant hedgerows, a bleachery at Walker's Croft, and a short terrace of houses near Scotland Bridge, denominated Scotland, being the sole breaks in the verdure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?